Our scripture today is from the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 to 15. Of course, before we read this, I ask that we pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, which you have so lovingly and mercifully given to us. We pray to you that our hearts, our minds, our ears, our eyes are open to receive all that you have for us, that in receiving it, we may be changed, seeds might be planted in our lives, that they may bloom or blossom so that we might share your love with others. We thank you for this great mercy, and we pray for another, that the sermon too might be used for you, that again your light will shine completely, and that we may walk in that light. Lord, we thank you, and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Exodus chapter 3, verse 1 to 15. Hear now God's word. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the far side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up. When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses, and Moses said, Here I am. Do not come any closer, God said. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. The Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them cry out because of the slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the home of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. And now the cry of the Israelites has reached me, and I have seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them. So now go. I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? And God said, I will be with you. And this will be a sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought your people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain. Moses said to God, Suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, The God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they ask me, What is his name? What then shall I say to them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to them. I am has sent me to you. God also said to Moses, Say to the Israelites, The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, the name you shall call me from generation to generation. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. We'll start here. Who am I? I really do encourage everyone to ask this very short question. Who am I? It sounds simple enough to ask, but it seems at times difficult to answer, especially if we haven't taken the time to go through this question. On the surface, at times, it seems quite obvious. I am me. What does that mean? I am me. With the children at Manor, we were going through this question, who am I? And I asked the kids, who are you? And the kids answered very simply, well, I am Maddox, or I am Kayla, or I am Allie, because that's who they are. And I can say simply, I am Justin. But of course, if you know your name, that's good. One, you should know your name. But two, if you say to someone, well, you know, I am Justin, they can't then say, oh, you're Justin. Well, I know who you are then. Because not all Justins are the same. Not all Maddoxes are the same. And so on and so forth. And of course, we know that. That's a very simple understanding of who we are. If we go to a party and we need a new person, we ask them, well, who are you? Well, they may help you to identify themselves by saying what they do. I'm a teacher. I'm retired. I'm a pastor. I'm a nanny. Whatever the case might be. But again, that doesn't answer the whole question of who I am. I mention this one a lot, that I don't put on the back of my car, pastor, because I don't want everyone to judge all pastors based on the way that I'm driving. It's not fair to them. And so, of course, you, in whatever you do, I'm sure don't want everyone to judge retirees based upon the way that you're retired, or judge nannies based upon the way that you nanny, or so on and so forth. Because what you do, as in your career, is just a small part of who you are. I've mentioned this to Eileen Mosley, who said to me that she figured out who she was and loved herself for it at the age of 42. I have a birthday on Tuesday. I'm 44. And I feel like every day I'm getting closer to figuring out who I am. Truly who I am. Not who people tell me who I am. Not people who have expectations on who I am. Not on how people label me who I am. But really figure out who I am. Now for me, that part of the journey takes counseling, therapy, to have someone ask me the hard questions. Who are you? And I say, okay, well, I'm a pastor. What kind of pastor are you? Well, I think I'm this kind of pastor. Well, are you that kind of pastor because someone tells you you're that kind of pastor? Or are you truly that kind of pastor? And that so on and so forth down that very long road. But I always encourage people to find out who you are. Because the truth is that God doesn't make crap, as they say. God makes people of quality and worth and people to do a particular thing within God's body. Finding out who you are helps you to be the best you that God created you to be. God asked Moses that same question of sorts. God told to Moses, I'm taking you and I'm going to send you to Egypt. And God said, or Moses said to God then, who am I that you should send me to free the Israelites from Egypt? Well, let's take a quick moment. Who is Moses that God should send Moses to take care of the Israelites in Egypt? Moses is kind of a mixed bag. He was born an Israelite, raised by the sister of Pharaoh, raised within the lap of luxury, surrounded by power, saw the inside of the curtain of Pharaoh's family and where Pharaoh's power comes from, had inside access to all of this. One day found out he was an Israelite, hoped that he could use his power and authority to save his people, went out to be amongst them, saw them getting persecuted, murdered someone who was persecuting whom he saw as his people. The next day went back out, his people rejected him, saying, are you going to kill us too? Figured out that he was found out. Ran away from his dream of helping his people all the way to Midian, became a husband, a father, and a shepherd, giving up on his dream of ever helping his people again. So Moses says, God, I tried that, been there, done that, not going to do it again. You know who I am, so who am I that you think I can do this when obviously I have failed. And in response to Moses' question, God tells him instead who God is. Now it is important to know who you are. Work on that. Follow that journey wherever it might take. But know this, that it's more important to know who God is. God is I am. God is, just is. Always has been, always will be. God created us. God made us. God provides for us. God looks out for us. God just is. And because God is and God created us, who we are is in good hands. That God can use us for whomever, for whatever God calls us. Because God is. Sometimes we spend too much time on who we are. And I'm not downplaying that. It is important. But if you come to the conclusion that you are so-and-so and such, be prepared that God will call you to something that you may not feel prepared for. But because God called you, and because God made you, God will also equip you. Moses was really leery about that. And after this conversation, Moses said, okay, I know who I am, I know who you are, but I still don't want to do it. And Moses said, okay, I'm going to send your brother to give you a hand. But you're going to do it. And the world was changed. The Israelites were set free. Moses had no idea he could do it. But because of who God is, he did it. I love the story because what it does is it reminds me as I'm going through the journey of trying to figure out who I am, who I truly am. I know that at the most basic level of my existence, I am God's. And because of that, I know that I should be able to walk confidently into the future. And every day is a new day to practice doing just that. And for that, I thank God. I'll leave you with this final benediction. And a reminder that those who drink the water that Jesus gives will give them that. Well, let me try again. Those who drink the water that I will give them will never be thirsty again. Boy, I didn't copy that well at all. Know that Jesus is the water of life, and that through Christ we will be filled and be able to nourish others through Christ's love. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Go in peace.